The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Did you know that every 60 seconds, five women launch new business ventures across the U.S.? That's about 7,000 a day. Unbelievable. If you're thinking of starting your own small business, our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain has a lot to share. Karen Abarbanel is the co-author of the new book entitled Birthing the Elephant, the Women's Go For It Guide to Overcoming the Big Challenges of Launching a Business. Karen is an entrepreneur and speaker in her own right. She's appeared on ABC's Good Morning America, CNBC, and many others. In the book, many success stories are shared from entrepreneurs such as Bobby Brown, who's the founder of Bobby Brown Cosmetics, Lisa Druxman, she's the founder of Stroller Strides, and Sarah Levy, who founded Sarah's Pastries and Candies, and many more stories are shared in the book. And joining us to share many of the highlights from Birthing the Elephant is co-author and small business expert Karen Abarbanel. Good morning, Karen.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
Oh, thank you.
I'm curious what events or circumstances first led to the idea to write Birthing the Elephant.
Well, there's so much that's happening with women in the small business arena. Women are leaving corporate jobs and launching new ventures at a rate that's 2 to 3 times as fast as men. The economy is in flux, which always creates a lot of opportunities for small businesses. The internet has exploded and become a huge factor in the small business arena. There were just so many factors that converged to really make this the perfect time to write this book.
What are the misconceptions that women have when it takes to launching their own new business?
I think in Birthing the Elephant, we talk about 10 mistakes to avoid. And if I were to think about a couple, the top three, I think those would be, the first one would really be romanticizing being your own boss. Launching a venture is very exciting, but it's also really demanding, and it's very important to have a realistic idea of what's going to be involved. You really need to be prepared mentally and emotionally, and that's one of the reasons we wrote Birthing the Elephant, to help prepare women for the launch. And I think the real downside to romanticizing is that then when you hit those obstacles, as you will, because you'll come up with problems and hurdles along the way, you can get more discouraged in a way if you're not realistic and prepared for what's going to be down the road. And I think that's the biggest one probably. And two others that are really major ones, mistakes, or misconceptions, are overspending due to image anxiety. Often when you start a small business, you really want to put your best foot forward. You want to have everything perfect. So women can sometimes tend to overspend on infrastructure, setting up their offices, things like that, and then they don't have the dollars they need to really do their marketing and other activities. So that's another big one. And then I think the last misconception is really about the service issue and underpricing products or services. You really need to love your clients and, you know, go all out for them, but you really need to price in a way that allows you to operate profitably.
You've also mentioned a lack of self-trust as one of the pitfalls. Tell me a little bit about that. How does that work?
I think the issue there is that, you know, it's important to have experts and people who are involved giving you really credible and sound advice when you're starting, whether it's an accountant or a lawyer. But ultimately, you really need to follow your own intuition about launching your business and some of the decisions that you're going to make. And you don't really want to give away your power to experts, in a sense. You are the master of your fate and the master of your business. And those decisions really count for you. So it's very important to trust yourself. And even if you make a mistake, you know, use that mistake as a learning step to go on and make better decisions in the future, but very important to trust yourself.
Karen, did you notice any trends in interviewing these various entrepreneurial women in terms of who decides to create small businesses and where do they come from?
That's a really interesting question. I think, you know, you see, generally speaking, with the economy the way it is also, it really spotlights the fact that there are many people who are out there who are entrepreneurs by necessity and many who are entrepreneurs by choice. You know, some women want the flexibility and the freedom that launching a business can give them, and other women crave that, but they're also put in a position where they almost have to choose this as an option. There's a real urgency to making a business work. And I think one of the trends that we saw is that there are really these two forces that are converging to make women, kind of go through that entrepreneurial gate. And you also find that some entrepreneurs are what we call light bulb entrepreneurs. They just have that great idea, and they get up, and they go, and they run with it. And other people are what we call emerging entrepreneurs. It takes longer for their idea to surface and really build momentum, and they just keep moving steadily in the direction of their dream, and that's how they become an entrepreneur. And I think that's one of the most promising messages of Birthing the Elephant, that there are many paths through the entrepreneurial gate.
We're visiting with Karen Abarbanel. She's the co-author with Bruce Friedman, www.birthingtheelephant.com for more information. That's birthingtheelephant.com, a brand new book. The book is already released?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Very good, and available everywhere and anywhere.
Right, everywhere and anywhere.
And
you
I'm sure
can order it right on our website.
You can order it from their website, and also we'll have a link directly to it from our podcast post at smallbizamerica.com. What is the small business mind game that you talk about?
The small business mind game that we talk about is really the idea that it takes a lot more than just a great idea or, good business plan to launch a business. You really need to arm yourself mentally and emotionally. Again, a lot of small business guides deal with the business planning, they deal with the marketing, but they really ignore kind of another M, and that's motivation. That's emotional staying power.
Yeah.
You know, that's the resiliency to bounce back from setbacks and keep going when you feel like quitting on those bad days. And that's really what the mind game is. It's really preparing yourself and arming yourself so that you can handle those ups and downs and really increase your chances of success. And that's really at the heart of Birthing the Elephant. We wanted to really take people step by step, hold their hand through that launch cycle, that first 22 months that's really a make or break period, and really help them increase their chances of success by showing them smart moves to make and also mistakes to avoid.
Mm-hmm. Karen, in Birthing the Elephant, obviously, aside from the guidance that you provide, you did some interviews with some very successful entrepreneurial women.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the stories that may have surprised you or delighted you?
Well, there were some wonderful stories from so many women that we talked to. We spoke with Bobby Brown, who launched Bobby Brown Cosmetics, which is a huge business now. And she had a wonderful startup story. And one of the things that she said that I really loved, and we quote in the book, is, if there's no door open, find a window. Don't take no for an answer. That should be like the mantra of an entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
And it's so perfect, really. And then we spoke with Liz Lang, the maternity clothing designer, who just had a wonderful startup story, too. And she started with nothing. She had no background in design, no background in business. She just had this burning desire to create this stylish maternity clothes. And she talked a lot about the idea that, you know, there were so many people out there when she started who were sort of telling her, you can't really do this, it doesn't really make sense. But she's someone who really stayed with her intuition and trusted herself. She knew she had a great idea, and she just kept moving in the direction of her dream. And there's so many stories in the book like that that are really inspiring, and I think that's part of the value of Birthing the Elephant. We really share those stories, and some of them are breakdown to breakthrough stories. You know, they're stories about how people really hit an obstacle and how they found the persistence and the ingenuity to push past that obstacle. And that's so important when you're launching a business, and we really wanted to fill the book with that kind of information.
This is a book about women and how they approach the matter of launching a small business. How are women different than men around all of this? Is there a theme to this?
I think there are a couple of things. I think for one thing, it's interesting. I think women wear many hats in their lives, for one thing. And I think that's really an asset when you're launching a business. I think men are much more identified with their job and what they do, and they don't necessarily have the flexibility to assume many roles. And that's one thing that women do with ease, and it's a great quality when you're launching a new venture. I think another quality that's very important that differs, that differs from men to women is, yeah. is also the idea that women are really very focused on customer service. They're very focused on employees, very focused on satisfying their clients. Certainly men are devoted to these issues too, but women take those really to heart, and they're really central to their business model. And again, that is critical for success. And I think the other thing that sort of differs from men to women, frankly, it's more of a logistical issue, is that women tend to be underfunded when they launch their businesses, frankly, still. It's changing. There are a lot more resources out there.
Yeah.
But I think in some ways, though, we found in the book, interestingly, that that's really can be an asset instead of a liability, because it forces you to be more creative. And we talk a lot in the book about this idea of substituting brains for bucks.
Yes, I saw that. Yep.
Yeah, and how you can really run your business in a very lean and cash smart way by bartering, launching into areas that you didn't know about, getting publicity instead of paying for advertising.
Sure.
The book is packed with examples like that. So I think those are some of the main differences.
And that counters the theme that you drew earlier about overspending in the initial startup on infrastructure, doesn't it?
Yes,
which
it really sort of supports that, really, that you really want to be lean. And you want to keep that infrastructure as, efficient and cost-effective as you can. You can always build on that later, but you don't want to sort of spend all your cash on that up front.
Wow, thanks for that. The book is Birthing the Elephant. Karen Abarbanel co-authored this with Bruce Freeman. Where else are you appearing or doing things? Tell us about your activities, Karen.
Oh, we're doing a lot of speaking. We're going to be, doing probably more radio shows. We're hoping to do some TV. We really want to get the word out. This economy gives a real urgency to a book like Birthing the Elephant, because there may be a lot of women, as we look at, the job losses and Citigroup closes and 20,000 people lose their job and the banking situation, there are going to be many more women who may be really seriously considering launching a small business as an option. And I really feel on a mission to get out there and let them know about Birthing the Elephant, because there's just so much advice from seasoned entrepreneurs that can help women launch in a smart and cost-effective way and really increase their chances of success.
Absolutely, and thanks for the work you're doing around helping women to launch small businesses. Karen Abarbanel has been our guest. www.birthingtheelephant.com. Their new book is Birthing the Elephant. Thanks, Karen. Delight to have you, and I hope that we'll do it again.
Oh, thank you so much. I'd love to do it again. There's a lot to talk about. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a good morning.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.